There are some stories, however, as I think you alluded to, that that are about people seeing headless brakemen or engineers or so on along railroad tracks that don't have anything to do with ghost life.
Well, let's talk about that. Pull one of those, if you would, and give us a sample of what that means with a headless engineer. Are these headless engineers seen on actual, physical trains, or these ghostly trains with headless engineers?
Well, it's interesting. There aren't that many, as you mentioned earlier, there aren't that many stories about haunted railroad stations, and there also aren't that many stories about haunted railroad cars. Railroad cars don't last very long compared to buildings. I think that might be the reason. So usually we're talking about people seeing something along the tracks when you talk about ghost trains, whether it's a train reappearing, a wreck being reenacted, lights, headless ghosts. They're usually along the tracks. The story I like best like this is a story that comes from Lewis C. Jones, who was a very early folklorist in the U.S., and it's a railroad employee story called The Headless Brakeman. The story is that it's a New York story. Most of Lewis Jones's stories about New York. There was a boomer brakeman. That means someone who worked for a lot of different companies, didn't stay at a job very long, named Tolly, who was riding home in a caboose one day. Railroad employees were allowed to ride in cabooses and passenger trains free, usually when they were off work. It was a dark, stormy, icy night. One of his friends who was working on the train was out, and this really used to happen. And he was out on the car tops putting brakes down. This is how they did it before air brakes. The train rounded a curve, and then it hit a washout, which means a place where the ballast and track and so on are washed out by floods, like I think we're having around the country right now. And the engine and a number of the freight cars derailed. And then Tolly walked up to see about his friend, and unfortunately, and this happened a lot, and in fact, as you mentioned earlier, still happens a lot to trespassers and so on, the brakeman was lying under one of the cars, decapitated. Tolly settled down after that. He was a bit shocked, as you can imagine. He took a fireman's job in the same railroad and eventually became an engineer. And he was superstitious. He tried to avoid the run that his friend had been killed on. But eventually he was assigned to it. They used to do this, Ian, by seniority. Major railroads are unionized. They'd bid on jobs. If people had less seniority, they would, they didn't have much choice. So he had to take this job and go right by where he saw his friend killed. One night, a lot like the night this happened, he was approaching the curve where his friend had been killed. He saw a red light up ahead. Obviously, we all know that's the danger signal. Threw on the brakes. The fireman went up the track to look, but didn't see anything. Tolly was sure he had seen something, so he walked up to take a look for himself. And here's where this gets a bit. Here's where these stories go into the ghost light stories. They often do. He could see a light, and he walked toward it. As he got closer, he could see the light was a kerosene railroad lantern. I'm sure you've seen these in antique
sure.
stores. They're a very
sure.
Characteristic looking thing. It was swinging from side to side. That's a warning signal. And then he could see in this dim light from the red lantern a man in overalls, blue overalls, which of course is what we all think of engineers and brakemen and so on wearing on freight trains. He ran toward the brakeman yelling, "What's the matter?" When he got close enough to see him, he stopped suddenly because the brakeman had no head. Then all of a sudden, and this again, typical of ghost stories, as I'm sure we'll hear in a few minutes, suddenly there was nothing there. Tolly was sure this was a warning from his friend who'd been killed there. He walked around the curve, and there was a washout at the very same place where his friend had been killed that many years ago. And just like the Marshall Pass story I told a while back, of course, we can imagine when Tolly brought his train in that night, he resigned from the railroad and went on and did something else. Where these headless stories really do seem to go into another type of story is that the light story. We were talking about the Mako light earlier, and that was what people saw. I mentioned so many people saw this light in the up through the 1970s, what people saw was a light, but according to legend, the light was held by a conductor who had been decapitated at that point and tossed off the train. His lantern flew into the bushes, landed still lit. So in one story, you have a headless brakeman holding a light. In the Make-A-Light story, which, as I said, is one of the most famous of these stories, you have a light that appears, but people explain it by saying that it's a light held by a ghost conductor.